coming to you live from the studios KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be here. This is a beautiful day here in Ventura County, and I am your host, Kim Pagano. And if you are just tuning in for the first time, it's all about adding value to your life every day in every way. And I've got an amazing packed studio today, and I'm so excited. So first of all, I've got Giovanni here. How are you?
How are you, Kim?
Great. I got Tom Spence on my board, and of course, he's going to be talking with us today, right, Tom?
That is correct. I'll join in anytime.
There you go. And congratulations to your son. Way to go.
Yeah, the game went nicely, and thank you for the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, and we have Roland Reif from Natural Health Care Center in Thousand Oaks, and we're going to talk a little bit about, what are we going to be talking about? Detox, and who needs that, right? But you have actually a detox program on, right?
Yes. Well, hello, everybody. And yes, we have a detox program ready to go.
All right. So we're going to talk about that. Anyways, he is, I have to tell you, the most passionate, acupuncture, herbology. Do I say that right? Herbology? Anyways, nutrition, just anything that you need in that avenue, definitely get in touch with Roland Reif.
And he has an amazing accent.
He does. I love it. Also in my studio today, I've got Jake Simpson.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great. I got an accent too, but it's from a different part of the country.
There you go. We're collecting from all over the place. And, Jake, tell everybody, I got to watch a little clip of you on Oprah Winfrey, and wow, I never seen somebody turn so red in my life, right?
Yeah, about three shades of red, actually.
I know. So we're going to find out a little bit about your journey and how you started and how you're living your passion. And I love it. You've got a whole new thing going on at the Grove, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Every Sunday.
And you actually you brought a couple CDs that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah, they're signed and ready to go for anybody that wants them.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. And then also we have Abby Scott. Abby Scott, how
Hi,
are
guys.
You?
Hi, guys. I'm amazing. This is exciting.
Isn't this fun?
It's so much fun.
And Abby is an amazing singer, too. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you're doing with your life and how you've reached your passion. That's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. We talk about passionate, we talk about positive, and we talk about powerful. And that's what it's all about, because when you are doing what you love, it's not really like work, is it?
No.
I know. So anyways,
that's what life's all about.
That is it. So let's get started. I do want to let you know that all of my shows are downloaded on KimPaganoShow.com, and you can hear them all there. If you miss any part of our show and you're walking into, a game, or you're walking, you just can't listen, you want to hear about what's going on, I would love you to go on KimPaganoShow.com. Also, thank you so much for everybody that has liked us on the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. That is a way to connect. You hear about everything that's happening, all the great things that are going on right now. And then also on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, and all of my shows are downloaded on iTunes.
And you know what else is great about Facebook is that if you hear something on the show here, you go to the Facebook and you can now follow up on it and get the books or, kind of follow some of the guests that we've had on.
Exactly. And here's one of the things that we talked about last week. I'm all about win-win. And Boys and Girls Club of Moore Park is having their April in Paris, and it is their 26th annual auction and dinner gala, and that is April 6th and at 6 o'clock, and that is at the beautiful Cal Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. And they are offering you, if you are still haven't gotten your ticket yet, to mention Kim, K-I-M, and you will get the early bird pricing. So definitely give them a call at 805-529-1140. That's 805-529-1140. Also, I just got involved in this, and this is really dear to my heart. Yeah,
amazing.
It's Trucks for the Troops, and they've got food trucks from all over. I mean, they're coming in from L.A. They're coming in from everywhere. And they've got a food truck festival on May 4th, and that's 11 to 7. I will be there. That is at the Simi Valley Town Center, and nothing better than Trucks for Troops.
You know, this is a great event. It's actually put on by SimiDeals.com in Simi Valley. And what's great about this event is they have the Greasy Wiener, which is a food truck.
Sounds really healthy.
Amazing. They have the Grilled Cheese Truck.
There you go.
But all the trucks, there's not going to be two of the same trucks. So whatever type of food you like,
you can
will
go
be
check
at
it out.
This. And they're pulling it right into the mall.
There you go.
So you can go shopping and walk and, right out.
And the proceeds go to the troops, which is a win-win. Mm-hmm. So anyways, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're going to get started. It is spring right now. When I think of spring, I think of, detoxing and spring cleaning, getting organized, all that stuff. I mean, that's what I think of. And so today I have Roland Reeve here from the Natural Health Care Center. And he is one of my supporters. But not only that, I've recommended so many people to you because there's times that you just need that in your life. And so I'm really excited. Roland, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me here.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about, you know, in order to look good, feel good, do good, you know, I'm a hair therapist. It's really like a package deal. I mean, you wouldn't be able to sing if you didn't feel good. Abby, you wouldn't be able to sing. And so what do you do to take care of yourself?
Well, I personally, I warm up like crazy before I get on stage, or I also cool down after that and drink tons of water.
There you go.
Tons.
Excellent.
There you go. Did we do good?
Excellent. Good job.
There you go. Abby, what do you do to warm up before you get on stage?
You know, I just try to have fun. I try not to think too much about it. When I overthink things, that doesn't work out. But
as far as health, what do you do as far as your diet?
Oh, I'm not good with the diet. I try to drink a lot of water. I try to eat healthy veggies, but it's everything in moderation. That's what I like to say. You know, if you're going to, don't have In-N-Out every day, but, you know.
Yeah. Tom, how about you? I know you work out a lot, and what's your regimen?
I eat conspicuous amounts of everything.
There you do. But you juice, don't you?
Yes, I juice every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part.
And I cookie every day.
Oh, don't even go there. Okay,
I do.
Yeah,
you know,
I
just eat
moderation.
Everything.
Right. You know, I've been juicing a lot, too, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that because I think that's important. Giovanni, how about you?
No, I'm the worst eater ever.
Okay, we're going to have to get you back on track here. Okay, all right, sounds good.
See, we're not going to lie.
No, I'm just being honest.
Hey, we're it is, yeah. No, it's all
give
real.
Give me some McDonald's, some fries, and a hot dog, and I'm good.
Oh, okay, so Roland, let's
well,
get back to
well, there seems to be
you.
A little bit of a generation gap, too, as in the youth gets away with trouble. As we get older, we probably won't get away with trouble so much.
You know, I actually say that a lot. You know, I try to say I do eat. You know, not healthy, but enough that I don't die for, you know, heart attack. But it's like sodas, you know, back in, you know, say the 1950s, 1960s, you know, a soda was a treat. You had a soda with maybe one meal every other week. Now it's every meal you have a soda, you know, every
and it was a tiny little bottle too.
Correct.
Of,
you know, no,
it's
ridiculous.
The big enlarged one, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, you go to 7-Eleven, you instead of getting a bottle of water, most people are, let me give a big gulp, you know, it's crazy.
But you know what's interesting is I realized that I just like the bubbly in my soda. So now I've been doing the Perrier.
That's what I drink.
Yeah, and it's so much healthier. I mean, just that little change, correct?
Little carbonation goes a long way.
There you go. Is that bad for you, the carbonation?
In the long run, it actually is. Now, there's two types of carbonation. There's a naturally occurring carbonation. There's actually springs in the mountains who comes up carbonated.
Really?
Naturally carbonated. It actually comes out of the mountain.
Where would we find that?
Where Perrier is one.
Oh, it is.
That's
okay,
a naturally carbonated drink.
Oh, sweet.
That's why Perrier, right? Naturally carbonated. Comes
no
up that way. Carbon molecule attach themselves to a calcium molecule. If you just drink carbonated water, well, you are leaking out calcium. So, yes, good for entertainment, once again, right? It's entertaining to have a little bit of bubbles, right? Makes us a little bubbly. But in the long run, water, just as it meant to be. Because we don't live all on a spring with carbonated water, but we certainly have regular water.
Have you seen this new stuff? It's like a water, but they
put carbonation in.
No, well, it's not carbonated. It's a water, but they purify it even more, so it's better than regular water. I guess I've heard about this. There's a company in Burbank that does this.
The expensive water.
Yes.
Yes. There we go. Well, stay basic. Water is good. Spring water is better. Fiji water is probably one of the best pH waters as such. But general water, you know, better, more expensive. Well, do you get more bang for the buck?
Yeah. Do you?
Not really. You know. Not really.
What, you know, they have smart water now. Does that really make you smarter?
Well, it makes you smarter when you realize how much you paid for
there
it.
There you go.
That's when it makes you smarter. That's where it goes
for. I love it. All right. So you know what? Give us a little bit of background. You've been on my show so many times. I love when you're on. You fill us with all these amazing, you know, healthy information, but it's this real stuff that we can use every day, and that's what I love about how you learn and how you teach. And so, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an acupuncturist by license, but I practice functional medicine for 20 years. So I support the function of the body versus treating the dysfunction. My passion is really to support the body's function so it can be ultimately a healthy organism. And we are all meant to be healthy and have optimal health. It takes little tweaking here and there and follow some certain rules, which we seem to forget as we go on in life, to create a healthy body. So my job at my work is to figure out what the body needs to function better. And today's topic is about detoxing. Because of spring, we come up to this days or this month where the body is actually starting to wake up and tries to revitalize itself, just like nature. You know, we start to see blooms, we start to see new leaves and so on. The organisms is waking up, and we should take note and help the body out by a little bit of a detox. Once a year is certainly recommended.
So the question is, who needs detox?
Yes, who needs detox? Well, who needs detox more versus other? We all need detox, of course. Does a baby need to detox? Well, probably not so much. As we get older, you know, that hangover feeling, which we all kind of can be familiar.
Without drinking, you mean?
Well, without drinking or with drinking, let's say.
Okay.
Let's say the Monday morning feeling, you know, might that be induced by drinking or too much sunshine or not enough good food. We wake up with a hangover feeling. It doesn't have to be induced by alcohol. It can be also by too much food or wrong foods and so on, right?
Right.
So that feeling of when you say, oh, I have a hangover. Well, what does that actually signify? Well, the body is in a toxic state. And so it creates that hangover feeling, lethargy, maybe headache, stomach ache, and so on. And that signals it's time for a little detox. So, of course, we can all use detox. The more hangover feelings or the more symptoms we have, the more urgent it becomes. Now, the body in itself detoxes every day. You know, it certainly does that. But like we just said, there was somebody mentioning greasy wiener, you know, the food truck. Well, you know.
Who was
we're
going to
get
person?
Some serious mileage out of that.
Yeah. Did we just have some greasy wieners, you know, all weekend and so on? So maybe cut the wieners out for the Monday, you know. That in itself gives the body time to actually detox.
Now, when, you know, you hear of all these different health programs all over the place that you detox this and you, what does that really mean?
Good question. You know, detoxification, where does it happen in the body? There's ways for the body to get toxins, rid of toxins. First of all, the most obvious is urination and bowel movements. Of course, that's what we do every day. Now, the kidneys filter out water-soluble particles. So whatever you inhale, whatever you smell, and whatever can be dissolved in water, the kidney kicks out, takes it out of the blood and puts it into urine and you kick it out. The fat-soluble toxins, which are far more volatile as such, the liver has to detoxify that. So the liver is the chemical factory. It's kind of like a refinery who cleans the blood. Now, key point for that, the liver does that when you are asleep. It can't do it while you're awake because it's constantly bombarded with non-nutrition. So while you're asleep, 60% of your blood goes into the liver. It's like a sponge. And so the liver cleans the blood, and in the morning you should wake up refreshed.
Now, you know, I've tried a couple different detox programs. I've done colonics, I've done a couple of different things to help my system and try to just clean it out over a course of a week. But is there anything that's like naturally, like obviously water, you drink lots and lots of water to detox? And
those are the basics, right? Mm-hmm. Water, good fiber, so you urinate plenty. Water, we talked before in other shows, we should about drink 50% of your body weight in ounces. That's what the body requires. So of course, that's a daily thing. Now, looking at the kidney in itself, you can drink nettle tea. The stinging nettle, mm-hmm. that helps you to kind of urinate more. It's a bit of a diuretic, kicks out the water-soluble processes. The one thing which I want to focus on today is more on the liver. It's more difficult for the liver to detox, and it needs substances like cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables, the word in itself says that there's sulfur in the vegetables. In short, when there is a water-soluble product, might that be a hormone which is used up or a pesticide you inhaled or you were painting some oil paint over the weekend or whatever, and your body contains fat-soluble toxins, the body cannot get rid of fat-soluble toxins. It requires a sulfur molecule. So basically, you take a toxin, you split it open, and you attach a sulfur molecule to it. Now, at that point, it becomes water-soluble, and you can poop it out. Unless you have enough sulfur, you can't get rid of your fat-soluble toxins.
Now, what about fasting and juicing?
Fasting, juicing. We'll get to that. That's actually a very good question. Well, go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, and let me just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a very full studio here today, and I am your host, Kim. We're talking to Roland Reif right now from Natural Health Care Center. We've got Jake Simpson in here. He has a new program over at the Grove, right? Every Sunday, is
that? Every Sunday, yeah, 3 p.m., free and open to the public.
There you go. I can't wait to go. I'm excited. We're going to hear him and we're going to hear his music. We've got Abby Scott here, and we're going to talk to her and hear some of her music. We're talking about passion, but without passion, we really need to take care of ourselves. And so I know that you guys didn't know that you were going to hear about poop and all that stuff, you know, but yeah. That's what it's all about. It's real. We talk about anything that adds value to our lives.
This is going over my head, Roland.
To be honest with you. There you go. Well, we're going to, by the time you leave here, you're going to
have everything about the digestive
system. And actually, Roland's got a detox open house on April 17th. And I would love to invite everyone there. Are you ready for everyone?
I'm ready for anybody.
There you go.
Room only, all good.
Yeah, there you go. It's April 17th, and it's a seminar on detox. And you're going to hear, you know, the reels, the ins and outs of it from 6 to 7:30. And that's over in Thousand Oaks at 223 Thousand Oaks Boulevard, number 324. But I will be putting this on my Facebook at Kim Pagano Show, so definitely look for that. And if you are interested in getting an invite or an email or one of my newsletters, just send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. So talk to us. What is a good detox?
First of all, would love to see you on April 17th for that detox seminar. Everybody is welcome to come and ask questions and learn a little bit about that detox, which I would like to promote also today. The question regarding detoxing, juicing and fasting, or a medical detox, what's the difference? Juicing, first of all, or let's start with fasting. Simple answer, fasting is certainly not a bad thing. It's something which we could do on a monthly basis or even weekly basis. Some people fast one day out of the week, not a bad thing. But the principle of fasting is nothing in, nothing out. So unless you put stuff in, you can't, going back to Abby, yes, the poop story goes throughout this detox, of course. Unless you put things in, nothing comes out. So fasting in itself, not the best detox. It gives the body time to process certain substances. Yes, Kim?
So what I don't understand is when you fast, I mean, I've heard if you don't eat, I thought, you know, if I didn't eat breakfast and I only ate, you know, lunch and dinner, or I only ate breakfast and I didn't eat dinner, that I was actually could lose weight that way. But it actually, your body holds on to your fat, correct?
Your body really holds.
Talk to us a little bit about
correct.
That.
Your body really holds on to it. Well, one thing, like we just explored, it's difficult for the body to get rid of toxins. So unless you have substances to flush out the toxins, the body actually can't get rid of it. You can get rid of it to some extent through sweating, but unless you put water in, you're not going to pee. So basically nothing in, nothing out. That's the fasting process. Generally speaking, for the animal kingdom, we don't always feed our, let's say, a dog, for example. It's a good habit to not feed the dog once a week. It's a good thing because in nature, we don't always get to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? So we are constantly bombarding our body with nutrition. So taking a fasting day, not a bad thing.
And the other thing, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you order a, you know, a meal and they give you all this food, you don't have to eat all of it. I mean, I think people have that misconception of, oh, well, it's on the plate. I have to eat it. I already paid for it. What? You can eat half of it and take the other half home. You don't have to finish the entire plate.
Well, think about it. What happens to that too much?
Correct.
Too much of a good thing becomes a bad thing.
You start looking like me.
So back to choosing. Choosing is a good way to detox the body. It's certainly not a bad thing. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question. So when you juice in a juicer or you juice in a blender, what is the difference?
Well, we like to keep the fibers, right? We would like to keep the bulk. So if you're juicing and you're keeping the bulk, because those fibers, again, sorry to come back, Abby, but it helps you poop. You know, if you don't have fibers, we're going to get that clear today. But anyway, fibers is a good thing. So if you choose, you want to keep the fibers
in a blender.
In a blender is better, right?
Yeah,
and some juicers keep the bulk, some juicers don't,
right,
where they keep the fibers. Now, a word about juicing. You know, I heard Tom saying juicing, and he juices every day, plus he does everything every day. So that's, he probably gets away that way. Juicing lends itself to get your vegetable loads in for the day. You know, if you are a guy on the go, you're not going to chew kale for 5, 10, 15 minutes twice a day. You put it in the juicer, down it goes, and you had your kale, your spinach, your ginger, your turmeric, you have it in there, and off you go. Versus if you have to eat that, it takes so much time. So juicing lends itself for a modern lifestyle. Is juicing a good detox? Yes and no. The no comes in when you're, let's say you're choosing for 5 days or for a week. Are you actually learning better and good behavior doing that? You can choose for 7 days and doing really great, and then you go back to your greasy wieners. You know, that's maybe not the way to go. So juicing, yes, not a bad thing. Does it teach you well and good behavior? Not so much. So a good detox program also takes you through a food change where you're actually giving up bad things, introducing only good things, and then slowly phasing in the moderate amounts of healthy foods.
And I think that's a big thing about juicing. For me, I don't eat carrots all the time. I mean, but juicing, I was juicing for a while. I mean, I don't eat 10 carrots a day, but when I was juicing, you put 10 carrots in there and you just drink it, you're done. And I think also you get more nutrients as well, because for me, when I was juicing, I was just taking an entire orange and shoving it down into the juicer. And the orange, the rind.
The bulk and the rind.
You know, the rind actually has a lot more nutrients in it than the actual orange, you know, the inside. So
perfectly well. Mm-hmm. Now, a word on juicing, and I see that with clients as well. They go, you know, let's say they come in and they're not all that healthy, and they say, but I'm juicing every day. And I say, well, how much do you juice? And they say, well, you know, half a gallon or something, like 5 oranges, 10 carrots, a bunch of kale, spinach, and so on. And now, imagine, and if you would have to eat all those vegetables, how long would it take you? Versus if you're choosing, it goes down your gauntlet, down it goes, and you say, you body, deal with this in 5 minutes. The body can't deal with it in 5 minutes. Mm. We are going way too crazy and too much. If you're choosing, choose one orange. Don't choose 6 oranges because you wouldn't eat 6 oranges.
So don't choose it. So it's important to really do it in calculation.
In moderation.
In moderation to what you would really eat.
A good thing does not need to be a lot.
Okay.
It really doesn't.
Less is better.
And here a very clear advice. If you are choosing and you are drinking that juice, please sip that juice. You You got to sip the juice. In order to salivate the product so that the body actually can assimilate it, you need to wrap it up in saliva. So sip it or drink it through a straw.
Now, Roland, we're talking about obviously detoxing, and that's why we're talking about juicing. Is there any like toxins that we have to be concerned about? Like that's the ones that we really should be watching out for?
Well, we do live in an area where there's a lot of farming and agriculture, and pesticides is certainly something which we have to look out for. Most pesticides are actually estrogen in nature. This world is drowning in estrogen. And we as males, same as females, you know, estrogen cancer, not a great thing, but we as a body, as a population, we are bombarded with estrogen. Not healthy for male's prostate, not healthy for female's organism. Too much estrogen. So how do we get it in? How do we get it out? We get it in through our strawberries. We drive through the fields and take a whiff of the pesticides. We do assimilate that. The body has not good means to get rid of it. And that's where we come back to the cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables, by the way, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, bok choy, cabbage, sulfur-containing vegetables. That's also the ones which give you some flatulence. Again, we come back. But yes, that sulfur in itself is needed for eliminating hormones, which we are taking in.
Very, very interesting. I mean, did you know any of this, Jake?
Well, I love this stuff. I got into Whole Foods, and I got into, like, avoiding the whole, you know, corn syrup thing and all that stuff, like years ago. And it did really help because I was having a lot of problems with my stomach. And I was, you know, this is like 10 years ago. I couldn't figure out why I was having all these acid reflux problems, waking up in the middle of the night. It's because you're so toxic.
Right, exactly.
You know, and it's, you just get in such bad shape that you've got to run all the stuff through. And then I felt great after I started doing that, but I try to avoid all the sort of man-made, manufactured foods and things like that. I'm a terrible eater. I love eating a big steak. I love mashed potatoes. I'm from the Midwest, so that's what I grew up on. But I really try to eat all the good stuff, too, at the same time. Again, all things in moderation.
Right. And they say to shop on the outside of the store, right? That's the biggest thing, you know? I mean, and if you can start to – I start growing things in my yard, which I love that. I mean, I'll cut a salad out of my yard, you know? I mean, that's –
Doesn't it taste better that way?
Oh, I don't know. There's something about it that really does. But what I want to know, if you make a juice, and how long can it stay in the refrigerator? Is that a problem, too?
Oh, good point. How long can it stay? Well, orange juice can stay for quite a while. Actually, if you leave orange juice in the refrigerator, it converts itself to more potassium. Not a bad thing. Oxygen, orange juice, more potassium. Vegetables, on the other hand, they start to ferment fairly quickly, you know. And so if you see your juice going bubbly, again, it's not a bad thing, but you're starting to lose the nutrients. If you are juicing, drink it pretty much right away. I wouldn't juice for a week and then drink that juice, you know. No. You juice, you drink it.
Oh, so not for like you make it for 3-4 days?
Not so much.
I think also I remember when I was juicing, one of the points and the key factors that they told me about was the nutrients from the vegetables and the fruits that you're juicing, it's better to have it right away than to wait.
And again, quantity. You don't need much every day. You know, when you see wheatgrass juices, I mean, it can be literally half a shot glass full. A half a shot glass is plenty for the day. I see people drinking 2, 3, 4 ounces of wheatgrass. Why that much? You wouldn't eat that much wheatgrass in the first place.
Really?
So sip it, make it a daily thing. If you want to sip, which if you actually want to detox with the juicing in itself, fine, do that. But come back to healthy choices after the juicing.
Yeah, don't make that your only.
And
right.
Correct. And the number one goal is to drink lots of water, correct?
Lots of water certainly helps. Mm-hmm. And again, water is water. It doesn't have to be the expensive water. There's better and not so good, but water is water.
So, Roland, leave us with some tips here. What is the best way to detox?
Well, I'm bringing up another subject. Like I said, detoxing happens while you're sleeping. Don't overlock sleeping. The actual body starts to go to sleep before midnight. After midnight, it starts to wake up. So if you go to bed on a regular basis after midnight, you really don't give the body enough time to detox, and you will feel up groggy. No matter if you sleep till 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, you got to be asleep. We are regulated by moon. We are regulated by the natural rhythm. So the body starts to slow down till midnight. And after midnight, it starts to actually waking up. So if you go to bed while the body is waking up, you are swimming against the stream. So we have singers here, we have musicians and entertainers, and they know that when they have long nights, they can sleep till the morning or till midday, you still feel groggy. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If I don't get to bed before midnight, I wake up and I feel like I wish I wouldn't have gone to bed.
Yes. No, exactly. Because the body starts to... What about you, Amy? Abby?
No, you can't drink enough caffeine to feel good. You definitely need your sleep. Oh, you definitely need your sleep. You can't drink enough caffeine.
So again, why would that be? Because, you know, you need that time to actually chemically process the daily's activity. And that happens hopefully before midnight. If you are an entertainer, make a point of once or twice a week or whatever you can to go to sleep before midnight.
You know, it's funny. My grandmother lived to be 95, and she always took one day, I don't know if it was a week or a month, really just to stay in bed and just relax her body. What's your thought on that?
I think Chinese medicine, when you say, you know, if a woman doesn't feel well, we have her go to bed and rest. If a man doesn't feel well, we kick him in the butt and send him outside to go and dig a hole. So it's literally a woman needs to hold still more often.
I have a saying too. It's happy wife, happy life. But I don't know if that pertains to any of this.
That's what my mom says all the time.
Of course,
my dad doesn't
say
listen.
It too. Yeah, I say that too. So, Roland Reeve, Natural Health Care Center in Thousand Oaks. He's got a detox open house coming up April 17th, a seminar on detox. If you feel like your body needs it or you feel like you just want to learn more, this is the man. He is so passionate about health. It is April 17th from 6 to 7:30. I would love you to join me. If you want more information, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or just, you know, you can also go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and let me know that you want to attend that. Leave us with a couple thoughts. What should we do in our daily life that could really make an impact on our health?
A good advice is if you start eating a food or before you start eating your food, and I think inert wisdom is in all in us. If you look at your food and you say, is that going to help me to get healthy? Or is that going to help me to be not healthy? And I think we do all know what's smart versus what's not so smart. Eat intelligent food. Intelligent food is closest to nature and undenatured, is not processed. So before you start eating, at least make a conscious choice. I eat everything, and I certainly indulge at times, and I'm not a purist by nature, but I make a conscious choice when I eat, let's say, a greasy wiener, that I will do that maybe once a month. I'm not going to, oh, they're really great, I'm going to do that every Tuesday morning. So I'm making a healthy choice or a conscious choice. Even if I am not making a healthy choice, at least I'm conscious about it. That will actually curtail the frequency of that. So make a conscious choice before you eat and saying, is that helping me to be healthy or not?
And so what I'm hearing is it's really okay to eat everything long as you're almost on you're on a daily healthy track.
Of course, like Tom said, he said he does everything, including the healthy stuff. It's okay. Moderation goes a long way. Healthy living does include occasionally indulgence. Otherwise, we are all dull people. We want to be vivacious and colorful. And by all means, indulge a bit. Make sure you make up for it the next day.
There you go.
And if you do want a greasy wiener, you can go over to the Simi Valley Town Center on May 4th for Trucks of the Troops.
There you go. And it is for a really great cause. Well, I'm really excited. Thank you again. You always bring value to my show. And, you know, I mean, I can't wait the next time you come in. We could talk about really, you know, all the foods and things that really help our body, because everything kind of means something different, doesn't it?
Correct. The color, by the way, for foods, depends what color it is. It goes to different organ systems. Since we are all starting to awake here and so on, purple, the color purple, might that be from cabbage, might that be from eggplants and so on. This is brain food. Same with blueberries and so on. So if you feel a little dull, eat more purple food. Brain
That's
food.
Very interesting. I love it. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Jake Simpson. And he's got a new show every Sunday from 3 to 6 at the Grove in L.A. And we're going to hear a little bit about his music. We're going to hear a little bit about his journey and how he started and where you're at. And stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Also, I have a couple CDs to give away. So definitely give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 to get one of those for yourself. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Just ain't enough, no. I don't want no 50-50 love. One day it's ooh, baby. The next day it's ooh, baby. Tonight is your place. Tomorrow you need space. Your mood changes a lot.
For all your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano Show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in today here on the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 2 to 4. But I've actually got a couple new things happening. I'm going to be in the morning from 6 to 7 starting April 6th, and so I'm really excited about that. So you can start your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, and then again I'll be back in the afternoon. So we've been talking about health. We've been talking to Roland Reef of Natural Health Care Center in Thousand Oaks. We're talking about adding value to our life, and then now we're going to switch over to Jake Simpson, who adds value to our life. It's interesting. I've heard your music. It's amazing, and I want to learn a little bit more about your journey. I know that you play actually every Sunday at the Grove in Los Angeles, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and 3 to 6, I can't wait to get out there, but You've got Jake Simpson Live going on now, right? So tell us a little bit about who you are and your journey. And sure. I'm gonna highlight a little bit into when I saw you on Oprah Winfrey's show.
Oh, boy.
What Amazing, which has actually been on again for the reruns. And then they came out and filmed you again, right?
Yes, they did. Just a couple of weeks ago, it was so cool. They've played my episode with Stevie Wonder. He came on and surprised me in the show back in 2004. And
priceless.
It was, oh my gosh, it was the best day of my life. My niece was born the same day.
Really?
We were filming that, and my niece was literally coming into the world at the same time. It was so cool.
Now, what makes Sammy Davis, why is he your mentor, what inspired you?
Stevie Wonder.
Wonder, sorry.
Everything about Stevie. He is a very well-grounded artist, and what I always loved about him is that everything that I heard from him made me feel better about life. I'm still trying to be that writer because, you know, when you're a young writer, you write about all the things that are wrong, and you want to correct all the evils or talk about all of the relationships, those kind of things. And what I always thought about him was if I was having a bad day, I could go put on that record, Inner Visions or Songs in the Key of Life or anything from Stevie, and I would just automatically start to feel better.
Jake, you know what? I love that because I think that's what every singer, every performer really wants to connect with other people, and he connected with you. And
completely.
And so now you're doing the same thing with other people.
I'm trying so hard, yeah. I love getting to do what I do, and I have the most fun on stage, but, you know, in the studio, I try to do that too.
So how did you start?
Well, I started singing in church when I was 5. My grandma threw a microphone at me and said, "You're going to sing this week." And I said, no. I can remember the fear in my gut. She said, "Nope, hold the microphone right here at your chest. Don't move it and just sing. It'll be fine."
And
so that's exactly
fine?
What I did. I did okay. In fact, someone came out last week to the Grove that literally I grew up with, who was a few years older than me, and she said she remembered that first time, you know, when I was 5 years old singing Away in a Manger.
Wow.
And she said she remembered that, and it was so cool to see somebody from my little hometown at the Grove in L.A.
Yeah. Now, when did you move out here?
About 10 years ago. I moved out here by way of New York City.
So you moved to New York City first,
yeah,
and then moved out here.
Yeah.
And so what was it? Did you come out here to be... You know, did you think you were going to get to where you are today?
Oh, boy. You know, I spend my entire life with zero goals thinking, ooh, wouldn't it be neat if I tried this? And so I always wanted to live in L.A. my whole life, even before I'd ever been here. I did a show called Star Search back in 2003 and 2004.
Yes, that you actually ended up being
a
winner.
I won, yeah.
I know. You know what? I love that. Did you guys hear that? What he said? He has zero goals. Now, that's interesting. That's so different.
No, it's terrible.
Because it's so different than the way I think. But look at where it's taken you.
Well, I've always just been the kind of person who doesn't want to take things for granted, and I do my very best at any given moment, you know, to get as far as I can or whatever. But my joy always comes from performing for people and making them happy, and, you know, whether it be 3 people or 3,000, I don't care.
And you can tell that you are so passionate. You really are.
Yeah.
I think that's so neat about you. Anybody that's just joining me right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio. We're talking with Jake Simpson right now. And gosh, there's so many things. He was in 2003 and 2004, he won the top honors of adult singer CBS Star Search, right?
Literally brought it back for 2 seasons, and I got to be on both seasons.
That's,
it was great.
Yeah. Now, how was that? Talk about that for a moment.
Wow. I tell you, out of all of the Come On and Sing shows that are on these days, that one, I think they were really trying to find people who they could believe in, who they were really trying to push people that love music. And that's what I always take back about that show. They really wanted to find people who were totally into what they were doing.
Now, do you think that that's where your whole career started?
Well, you know, it depends on who you ask. For me, like personally, my career started when I started like singing in a band when I was 16. I didn't make any money. You know, I think I made $50 a weekend singing at a water park.
Right. Now, does your parents, were they all supportive for you?
Yeah, pretty much. My mom used to throw these hilarious dances
you know, so that my little band could play. And she got all the other mothers involved, and their kids were in the band with me. And we had a lot of fun with that. It's an interesting thing. My dad, I never had a real tight relationship with him until I was on Star Search. And then I remember, you know, after winning the first show, kind of literally walking off the stage in the studio, and he looked at me. You know, he just gave me this thumbs up. And I was like, oh, wow, this is cool.
So,
you know, and ever since, he's my biggest fan.
Kind of opened up to you and said, wow, okay.
Yeah, you know, maybe my kid could make a living doing this.
Right.
You know, which is really cool for a dad to think.
And that is really cool. Now, were you traditionally, you know, in school? Did you go to college? You know, I mean, did you have a different direction in case this didn't work?
Never one that I actually believed I was going to do. My dad said, okay, you need to go to school so that you can be a music teacher. And I said, I don't want to be a music teacher. I hate reading sheet music. It's slow. It's boring. I'd rather just do it from my gut, you know. He said, no, you need to do this. And so 5.5 years later, I had a college degree in basically what we're doing right here, in radio communications kind of things, yeah.
Wow. All right. This is so exciting. You know, it's exciting to hear your journey. And so tell us, where did that take you after, you know, Star Search?
Well, after Star Search, that was the vehicle that gave me the ability after winning to move to California, which has kind of, if there was a goal, it was always to be on the West Coast, because I'm so weather driven. If it's a bad day outside, it's a bad day inside, let me tell you. I absolutely love this place. It's so cool to me. I mean, it's a huge culture shock coming from a town of 1,000 people in Missouri, but it doesn't matter. I've met so many great people, and I've got to do so many fun things out here. I just absolutely adore this place.
You know, I'm kind of excited about this Jake Simpson Live, like at the Grove. What is it? I mean, is it that you're performing in front of everybody walking by shopping, or?
Literally, it is a non-captive audience. If you can imagine a mall gig in the 80s, like, I think we're alone now, you know, Tiffany. This is so much cooler than that. I don't know if anybody's ever been at the Grove. I have a feeling most
Absolutely,
people have, because
yes.
it's hugely popular in L.A. We're outside on the green on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining. We've got Abercrombie and Fitch, you know, like wafting the smell. You know how that place smells?
Yes,
it smells really good. It's right behind us. So we smell good.
So do people have picnics out there?
They bring blankets. They bring their picnic baskets. It's great for all, like, tiny little kids all the way to really, really older folks everybody just really enjoys it. We do a lot of covers that are very familiar. We do a lot of Stevie Wonder, a lot of Michael Jackson, those kind of things. And
let's give away one of your CDs right now.
Love it!
Yes, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Jake Simpson. Tom, can we play one of his songs really quick? And so everybody knows, you guys are going to be excited. This is beautiful. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so do you.
Well, thank you.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than one.
Now, how beautiful is that? So let's talk about, gosh, everybody dreams to be on Oprah Winfrey's show. How did that work out for you?
Oh, it was
how
the,
did you even start? How
yeah,
did she
it was
get
the
in
coolest.
Touch with you?
Well, I had a really wonderful PR agent at the time, and I had just been on the Star Search show months before this, and I get a call from my press agent that says, are you sitting down? And I'm like, yeah, sure, of course, no big deal. And she said, you're going to be on the Oprah show in 3 days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I blew out the phone, obviously. I screamed my head off.
That because you have no goals, right?
Because I have no goals. but that way I was surprised. I was happy when something good happened instead of disappointed when it didn't happen.
I want to ask you one question. What did your father say?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I took the phone call in his insurance office. I was in there hanging out with him, and I took the phone call there, and everybody in the place just kind of their jaws hit the floor, and we all screamed.
Unbelievable.
It was incredible. I mean, I didn't even know anything about the whole Stevie Wonder thing. I thought she just wanted me to come on and sing that song that you just heard.
So
Isn't she lovely?
So they never told you that Stevie Wonder was going to be in the studio? Nothing, right?
She didn't. My press agent didn't tell me or anyone in my family or my manager or anybody. Nobody knew anything about it.
Now, who knew that? I mean, obviously your music represents Stevie Wonder, okay? But who knew? I mean, how did they make the connection?
That was single-handedly my press agent who was working for me so hard. And she said, you know, I guess from what I've heard, she called the producers at Oprah and said, Jake loves Stevie. And I guess she must have got word that Stevie was going to be on the show that week. And so she somehow got me in there. She's a miracle worker. I love her.
That's amazing. So, you know, I watched the show. It's, in fact, you know, let's let everybody know that, gosh, they're playing it again. They've been playing it, reruns of that, right?
Oh, for 10 years almost, yeah.
That is such a cool thing. But here you are. You're singing away, which you were amazing, I have to tell you. And then all of a sudden, the crowd starts roaring. And then did you think for a moment, like, wow, I'm really doing good?
I was literally making a mistake. Okay, here's how it goes. I start singing the song. I get through the first verse and the chorus and everything. And then I start singing the second verse, and all of a sudden this harmonica solo starts, which is, you know, in the track, I was singing with a track, was later on in the song. And I thought to myself, they recut my track. We're going to have to do this over again. You know, we were taping it.
So, you know, Oprah, just a minute, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't even stop. I just kept going because I was so nervous. I thought, well, maybe they've got a better idea than I do for this song.
Oh,
I have no clue.
No goals, right?
No
just
goals,
go with
again.
It.
And then I look out into the audience. You know, I'm singing to them, isn't she lovely? And I start the second verse. And all of a sudden, everybody flies up out of their seats. They're like losing their mind. I'm like, they're cheering and I'm goofing this song up royally. Like, what in the, you know?
Yeah.
And so then, like, within a microsecond, I think to myself, someone's behind me. And sure enough, the curtains had opened up from behind me, and there's Stevie Wonder, and
did
I
you just
lost
wanna,
it.
Yeah.
Did he sing with you? Or?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Well,
was
he was
amazing.
Playing harmonica. And so simultaneously, while all that was happening, I was thinking, wow, this harmonica solo sounds so much better than it does in the track. All this happened in a microcosm of a second. I mean, it's really amazing.
Was that the first time you ever met Stevie Wonder?
First time, yes.
And now, since then?
Well, let me see. Stevie and I have missed each other at like 10 different places. Sometimes I sing with my friend Brenna at the W
Come
in
on,
Hollywood,
Stevie.
And he shows up all the time. Never when I'm there. I don't know why that is. I think it's a conspiracy.
And we have a surprise. Just turn around right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I love it. There you go. I wish we could do that, but you know what? It's just such a he's dying in here already.
Oh,
I love it.
Three
but
shades of red.
Yeah. There you go. I mean,
at least
you know,
it's not 50 shades. Wait.
50 shades of red.
Yeah. 50 shades of red.
Of
there
purple.
You go. Oh, there you go. Yeah. God, so you know now is your family all out here now or are they?
No.
Still
Oh, none of them. They all still live back in my hometown in Crocker, Missouri. Population 1,000. No traffic lights.
No
yep.
traffic.
Great place
lights.
To live if you don't like traffic.
Oh, there you go. So how different is it out here for you?
Well, it couldn't. I mean, it might as well be Mars. It's. I think I've assimilated pretty well. I'm still really working on my road rage, but I bought a stick shift car, so it's a little more difficult to have the road rage because I'm usually the guy causing the road rage for everybody behind me. Yeah. But it. You know what. What can I say? I hate traffic, but I love the weather, and that would beat every problem I would ever have with Southern California. I
there
just love it.
Jake, I want to ask you, for anybody that is inspiring, that, you know, you see these kids that have their bands like you did when they were 16, what kind of advice would you give them?
There's two types of advice. There's the advice that you want to say because it sounds good, and there's the advice that is real. The advice that I would say is work as hard as you can, do the best you can, stay in school, learn everything that you can about music theory, about all of that stuff because it's important. The other side of things that I would say is if you can do something and are good at something that's business-oriented where you can make a great living, do that. If music is not the only thing that you can think about in the entire world, don't do it.
Oh,
do
really?
Something else.
Wow.
Because it's very difficult. It's a really rough world out there. But if it's all you've got in you and it's the only thing that you have in you, you have to stick with it and do it.
Yeah, there you go. So if you, I think that that's so amazing that you've gotten to where you are now. What does your future look like? We have a couple minutes and then we're going to turn into our next show and we're going to keep you on.
Great.
But what does your
So you're asking about my goals.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Those.
Do you have goals?
I do.
Okay.
Honestly, my biggest goal is, it's very simple. I just want to make people happy that are sitting literally in front of me, in front of the stage, listening to me. And if I can do that for the rest of my life, I will be a happy camper. Making money, not making money, the respect of my peers, that's it.
There you go.
Is there anybody that you want to meet still? Like, obviously Stevie Wonder was a huge, you know, role model for you, but who else?
I would love to meet Quincy Jones.
Oh.
Because he produced almost all of my favorite music.
And Turn Around Right Now. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you. We'll be here all week. Try the veal on the way out.
Yeah, there you go. Abby, you wanted to ask him?
Yeah, no, I was going to say I met one of the Spice Girls. That's one of my idols.
Which
I'm not
one?
Even kidding you. It was Mel B. She is amazing. Oh, my God. I love the
I've
Spice Girls.
I've heard they
Girls.
Are really cool people.
I know we're talking about Stevie Wonder, but, hey, Spice Girls were my – I love them.
And I wonder if everybody that is, you know, singing, if you have somebody that, you know, you look up to. Kind of like me with the radio, who I look up to. You know, I just think it's interesting to have somebody. I think you need that to keep on going.
Absolutely.
Now, Jake, you were on the Oprah show. It aired. Are they going to replay it? I mean, are you going to
Well, it just so happens.
Yeah. And actually, she's got a new show coming up, right?
Tuesday, there's a segment on the OWN network called Where Are They Now?
Where
and
are
yours
they now?
Truly
Let's,
is,
okay,
I'm on
so,
at 9 Central, 10 o'clock.
Okay, so when we come back, stay with us. We're going to talk more with Jake Simpson. Here's his music right now. And again, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 to get your CD. Jake Simpson, if you don't get his CD, remember every Sunday, The Grove in Los Angeles, he performs from 3 to 6. You can bring a picnic down there. There's probably great restaurants all right there.
Everywhere.
I mean, definitely, you're going to want to hear this guy. You're amazing. So stay
Thank
with
you.
Us. We're going to continue to talk with him.
Stare into your star traces.